This is KAWC. Leaders from the Kokopa and Colorado River Indian tribes met last week with water leaders from Arizona and other states along the Colorado River for an annual water conference in Las Vegas. On Thursday, the nation's top water official announced a deadline of January 31st to finalize a drought contingency plan. KAWC's Victor Calderon was in Las Vegas and spoke to tribal leaders.
Native American tribal leaders, including some from the Kokopa community in Somerton and the Colorado River Indian Tribe, or CRIT, in Parker, attended the Colorado River Water Users Association Conference. Keith Moses is the vice chairman for the CRIT. Moses said his community is working with people, including farmers in the Yuma area, to mitigate any impact of water cutbacks.
The Colorado River Indian Tribes was blessed with senior water rights on the river. So what our purpose in this is to just offer whatever help and assistance we can to the state of Arizona, because we all live together in this area and everything that we do affects each one of us, be it our tribe or those around us.
During a session at a Caesar's Palace ballroom, leaders from the Jicarilla Apache and Navajo Nations and the Kokopa and Fort Mojave Indian tribes applauded the long-awaited release of a tribal water report. Rosa Long is a councilwoman for the Kokopa and said she was honored to be at the table with the various water leaders.
The tribal study actually came to fruition, so that is a really important thing, so that it'll be a form of resource for everyone to learn about each tribe's diversity and our tribal water rights and what we plan to do in order to be a good community partner and help with their drought contingency plan when that comes to place. So,
a final deal will require federal legislation and approval by Arizona's legislature before it can be put in action. For KAWC News, this is Victor Calderon.